but was doomed to simply repeat whatever was spoken to her. So Echo could not express her love for the very fetching and charming Narcissus. She continued to stalk him, however, and believed she could still find a way to let him know of her undying love for him. It is said that, once, Narcissus sensed he was being followed and called out to whoever was there. Of course, Echo could only repeat his words. When he did see her, he was unimpressed and even somewhat repulsed. Echo was clearly beautiful and beguiling, but she didn't seem to be his type. She continued to pursue him, however, waiting for the right moment to finally let him know how she felt for him. Remember, it wasn't only Echo who was smitten by Narcissus. Many others were infatuated with his good looks, but Narcissus rejected them all. Narcissus seemed incapable of falling in love at that time. This soon came to the ears of Nemesis, the goddess of divine retribution. Some call her the goddess of vengeance. A rejected lover had purportedly asked Nemesis to never let Narcissus be loved in return. In one of his hunting trips, Narcissus gets thirsty and looks around for a place to get a drink. He comes upon a pond and crouches down to drink water. This is the moment that Narcissus glimpses his reflection in the mirror-clear water and promptly falls in love with himself. Some